Hi, this is Ron Sexsmith, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM. Brought a song into this world.
Hey, welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m. here. We play singer-songwriters and all kinds of other fun stuff. And I'm Jeff, your affable host. Got a couple of things going on today, and in particular, we're going to celebrate Canadian music. I know I do that every week, but today especially, it's time for them big Juno Awards tonight. I'm not even going to bother watching this year, because I just don't think I can subject myself to it. But I do love to, as you know, promote the Canadian music, and that's what we'll do today. That's that right there was Ron Sexsmith, one of the great Canadian artists up for Junos and tonight in Halifax, along with another great Canadian artist who won a Juno last night, Chris Martin of Coldplay. He might sound all British and everything, but apparently he's Canadian because he won a Juno last night for Best International Album with his band Coldplay. They actually tied. I don't think I've ever heard of a tie at the Juno before, but it was a tie between Coldplay and the Black Eyed Peas, who coincidentally, I don't know how this just happened, but coincidentally, both of those acts are performing tonight at the Junos. Well, what are the chances of that? I don't know, something sketchy going on. Sexsmith last night lost. He was up in the Roots and Traditional Album of the Year group album for his great album Destination Unknown, which he did with drummer Don Kerr. But he's still got another chance. He's got some songwriting nominations for that record, and we'll play one of those songs right now, and as well as some of the other songwriter nominees. Three of them, in fact. This one is from Destination Unknown, Sexsmith and Kerr. Listen, tell the band to go home.
Listen, and I'll tell you how much I'd love to hold you now. You listen, you'll hear my heart pound whenever you're around me. Listen to that robin sing at our window welcoming the promise of an early spring and a season made for loving. Miracles all around, you've only to follow the sound, vibrating all around. Listen to that inner voice, it's telling me I have a choice to condemn life or rejoice. I think I'll choose rejoicing. To condemn life or rejoice, I think I'll choose rejoicing. Thank you.
to be the one to be with you. What do you want me to do to make it happen now, happen now? What do you want me to do to make it happen now, happen now? What do you want me to do to make it happen now, happen now? What do you want me to do to make it happen now, happen now? Thank you.
Hi, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, which I never do, but Jeff Robson is a great DJ, and you should stay tuned.
Going down in the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar.
Kathleen Edwards there with Copied Keys, one of three songs. She's up nominated for a Songwriter of the Year award for. We also heard Neil Young in there with The Painter. That one is nominated along with When God Made Me and Prairie Wind, all from his Prairie Wind CD. We had Joel Plaskett with Happen Now, Natural Disaster, Lying on a Beach. And Sexsmith and Kerr with Listen from Destination Unknown. And that's a tough category to pick. They're all up against the Arcade Fire. And for the hipster content, you'd think they'd give it to Arcade Fire. But I'd like to think that songwriter nominees wouldn't, songwriter award wouldn't go to Arcade Fire. I mean, I love the Arcade Fire, but I'm my money would be on Neil Young. But although, I mean, in Halifax, you almost have to give an award to Joel Plaskett. Joel Plaskett is like Mr. Halifax. I've been to Halifax a couple of times. Love it there. It's a very music-minded city. You'd like it if you haven't been. You should go. And I've never heard someone's name dropped so many times as Joel Plaskett's is in Halifax. You just go stand in a record store, and within half an hour, you're guaranteed to hear someone drop Joel Plaskett's name. Try it sometime. You'll see what I mean.